This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India recorded more than 368,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, more than 3,400 deaths as a catastrophic surge ripples through the country. The latest numbers came after leaders of 13 opposition parties penned a letter to urge the government to launch a free vaccination drive as well as ensure uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. Several hospital authorities over the weekend sought court intervention over oxygen supplies in New Delhi, where a lockdown has been extended by a week to contain the wave of infections. As daily coronavirus case counts in India soar far beyond what other countries have reported, experts caution the official COVID-19 numbers from the world's second most populous country are likely a massive undercount. Not enough testing is being done to give a true picture of infections. The UK government says Britain is expediting its plans to increase aid for India's teetering healthcare system on Sunday, promising more ventilators and expert advice as doctors grapple with the surge in coronavirus infections that's killing thousands of people each day. The initial intent is to send 1,000 ventilators to India. Two White House officials said Sunday that the U.S. top trade negotiator will begin talks with the World Trade Organization on ways to overcome intellectual property issues that keep critically needed COVID-19 vaccines from being more widely distributed worldwide. The White House has been under pressure from lawmakers at home and governments abroad to join an effort to waive patent rules for the vaccines so that poorer countries can begin to produce their own generic versions of the shots to vaccinate their populations. This is VOA News. A person familiar with the discussion says the United States and Iran continue active talks over the release of prisoners, although Washington has denied a report by Iranian state-run television that deals had been struck. Prisoner swaps between the U.S. and Iran are not uncommon, and both countries in recent years have routinely sought the release of detainees, but any movement between the two countries is particularly sensitive as the Biden administration looks to restart nuclear talks. A 2015 atomic accord between the nations included prisoner exchanges. The issue burst into public view with a report on Iran of a deal for the Islamic Republic to release U.S. and British prisoners in exchange for Tehran receiving billions of dollars. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has told Reuters that the group of seven richest countries will look at a proposal to build a rapid response mechanism to counter Russian propaganda and disinformation. Speaking ahead of a G7 foreign ministers meeting in London, the first such in-person meeting for 2 years, Raab said Russia's actions were a threat and that cyber attacks were something that allies across the world could come together to counter. British and U.S. officials have expressed concern in recent months about growing strategic cooperation between Russia and China. Britain has identified Russia as the biggest threat to its security, though it views China as its greatest long-term challenge, militarily, economically, and technologically. Afghan government forces face an uncertain future and, in a worst-case scenario, some bad possible outcomes against Taliban insurgents as the withdrawal of American and coalition troops accelerates in the coming weeks. That is according to the top U.S. military officer Sunday. General Mark Milley described the Afghan military and police as reasonably well-equipped, well-trained, well-led, but he cited direct international backing during a potential Taliban offensive and saying that Afghan troops' years of experience against a resilient insurgency, but he also declined to say that they're fully ready to stand up to the Taliban without direct international backing. The United States says it's gravely concerned over a vote by El Salvador's new Congress to remove magistrates of the Constitutional Chamber of the Supreme Court. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on Sunday to the Salvadorian president about the vote on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.